USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The mercenary chief who led an armed rebellion in Russia has struck a deal to halt the Wagner Group's march on Moscow. Yevgeny Prigozhin made an agreement yesterday in which he would avoid treason charges and live in exile in Belarus in exchange for avoiding bloodshed in Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky claims Russian President Putin is very afraid after the group of mercenary soldiers marched within 120 miles of the Russian capital.
Despite the stand-down from the Wagner Group, military analyst Mike Lyons tells me it's hard to know how Putin will react.
It's not a good situation. Let's put that on the table. This is a nuclear-powered country that has tremendous capacity, 160-plus million citizens across 11 time zones. It is not good for world security that there's this kind of upheaval happening in Russia.
Lyons says the U.S. needs to take time assisting Ukraine from afar.
The United States has got to stay well on the side. Guidelines here, you know, perhaps, you know, help things in Ukraine as you know, give them intelligence on the ground.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Canada has begun a formal investigation of the Titan submersible tragedy.
Our mandate is to find out what happened and why, and to find out what needs to change to reduce the chance or the risk of such occurrences in the future.
Canadian Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Kathy Fox spoke after the Titan support ship docked in St. John's, Newfoundland. Experts believe all five passengers on the small sub likely died instantly due to a catastrophic implosion on its descent to the site of the Titanic wreck. A train carrying hazardous materials ended up in the Yellowstone River near Billings, Montana. The freight train toppled into the water after a bridge collapsed. It was reportedly carrying hazardous materials, but it's unknown if any leaked into the water. Montana Rail Link says there were no reported injuries. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Hot, stormy weather across the USA is the name of the game this Sunday, Scott Carr reports.
The same system that's brought severe heat to Texas for several days now has the potential to bring dangerous weather into the Great Lakes and the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Heat and severe weather advisories are posted for much of Texas, eastern Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, western Mississippi, and western Tennessee. Forecasters say hail appears to be the biggest threat, though they're not ruling out isolated tornadoes and damaging winds. They predict temperatures will be 5 to 15 degrees hotter than average through the end of the coming week, and that more heat records will likely fall.
Finding a place of your own might be harder than you think. The number of people looking to move into their home was twice as much as the available houses in 2021, according to a report by real estate marketplace Zillow. As for finding a place, there's a new list of the best metro areas that might help you decide.
Topping the list, Green Bay, Wisconsin, called the perfect mix of big city amenities and a Midwest small town feel. Number two, Huntsville, Alabama, home of a huge NASA research facility. Science and education are at the center of the third-ranked spot, the triangle of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida round out the top five. The list from U.S. News and World Report factors all kinds of data, including from the Census Bureau, the FBI, and the Labor Department. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.